You're listening to SBS News.
Dr. Nuria Salehi has never been one to sit still. She left a difficult life behind in Afghanistan, but she did not choose an easy one in Melbourne.
Naturally, from the day I was born, I think I was very active, and I kept my activity until now, and I hope I can continue it for another 10 years at least.
A nuclear physicist by day, a restaurateur by night, and a human rights activist around the clock. Dr. Salehi is one of the 1,127 Australians honoured in the 2019 Order of Australia list. When she arrived in Australia, she was determined to contribute to her new country. Her research into radioactive isotopes to detect and treat cancer still benefits many patients today. But the plight of the Afghan people remained at the forefront of her mind. So with no professional cooking experience, she started her own restaurant as a venture to sponsor Afghan families and raise money for education projects.
It was great. Of course, I was feeling tired. My hands were full of garlic and onion. But at the end, I was very happy to do it for others.
That willingness to serve others is something many on the list can relate to. Dr. David Chong says he was so surprised to receive the honour that initially he thought it was a practical joke. But his contribution to his community is no laughing matter. The son of Chinese travelling acrobats, Dr. Chong was born in Sydney, but lived in Brazil for most of his life, where he worked in a Middle Eastern snack shop. It's his cross-cultural upbringing that helped him realise the importance of inclusive psychology, which transcends cultural barriers.
Unconventional background becomes something that is just part of me living, and studying psychology has been absolutely an opening.
Also on the list, Kylie Minogue, recognised for her contribution to the arts. And one of Australia's most recognisable actors and comedians, Magda Sabansky, is honoured for her contribution to the Marriage Equality campaign.
My first thought was, God, I wish my parents were here. Sadly, they're not. But, you know, I think as a migrant coming to this country, it's like, yeah, we belong, you know.
For many, the award is a highlight after years of service, contributing in their own unique way. But what they do share is their determination to give their best to their communities. Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.